Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.
Good evening. So it's Thursday evening, the first Thursday of September, and wow, we have Di with us. We haven't heard her voice in quite a while. So on behalf of the listeners, myself, X Factor, Di, welcome. I think we all had, I won't say a rest, but we all had such a lot to deal with that this break was really very much needed.
I think so.
And yes, Di, we are looking forward to have a wonderful program with you this evening, especially after the silences we had. And you always have such wonderful messages and revelations to share with us. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you, X Factor. You know, over this break, I think I don't know if everybody just went a little bit balmy, or if the planets were just out of alignment, or a lot of them were in retrograde, and I felt like I'd losing my mind sometimes. And anyway, you know, when we were chatting about what I'm going to be speaking about this evening, and I said that I actually want to repeat what I'd spoken about a few months ago about a suitiveness for earth angels, because I feel like there's too much of a gap to go on to the second session as opposed to then missing out and not remembering what I said in the first session. So, but now when I was preparing for the show, I just realized how appropriate it is that this is coming up, because I think that a lot of us don't realize how much we are, our boundaries are actually crossed, and we don't stand up for ourselves. We don't speak out, and we're too polite, and you know, we hold ourselves back. So our true personalities get somehow squashed. And with this assertiveness for earth angels, I think that maybe this will help all of us. And I know that's going to help me in my own space. So going over it again, I just realized, me too, I had dropped those boundaries, and it's time that you learned how to put them up again. And not in building walls as to keep people out, but rather dealing with the situation so that when it comes around again, it becomes easier and easier for one to handle.
Yes.
I hope this will make sense. So, yeah, so maybe we should start with a song, and then I'll also just let us get us into the groove, if we want to call it that. Yeah, well, and take it from there.
Excellent choice. Simon and Garfunkel joined us this evening, and they brought the sound of silence to us. And I think it is very appropriate. Like you said, we have to become a little bit silent that we can just review our space and how we have shrunk it because we didn't stick to our original borders, and that we are actually smothered instead of being in a bubble of safety. So, please, Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silence. X
Wow, Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Music. And thank you for the feedback. I see some of our listeners really enjoy our choice of music. I think Di and I both did. So,
I did, yeah.
Di, please, I think we need what is happening this evening.
So, okay, we're talking about earth angels, and but this doesn't necessarily mean that this is only for earth angels. Everybody has their boundaries and everybody has their limits, and always good to get some advice on how to accommodate yourself and accommodate others when life becomes a little bit rough, okay? So I'm taking this information from Doreen Virtue's Assertiveness for Earth Angels, and it's very, very appropriate to everyday life. How it all began is basically before we were born, we had an ideal life in heaven. Heaven now refers to a high vibrational, non-physical experience, and it's the place that we live in between our physical lives, right? And of course, in heaven, we spend our time helping earthly people and animals, learning how the universe works and growing in our understanding and elevating our vibration. Now, on Earth, as we know it, the ego rules the roost because the physical body demands to be fed, clothed, and sheltered. And in contrast, there's a lot of competition, all right? So, and it's all about, as I said, all about ego. So, whereas in heaven, all our needs are automatically met. On earth, it's not like that. So in heaven, there's no earthly or no physical body, and there's no competition for food and jobs. But it's not the way here on earth, okay? No one needs money, houses, cars, prestige, or employment. So there's no opportunity for anybody to trick or manipulate us in heaven. And everybody is supported and respected for who they are. I mean, it's a wonderful place. Kindness and consideration prevails, and there's infinite patience. Everybody behaves lovingly towards everyone else, as most people have reached the spiritual realization of oneness, so that they know how to treat others as actually how they're treating themselves. But it's not quite the case down here. When I say down here, I mean on earth, okay? So let's be real. And tell it like it is, basically. So now what happened when we, before we came down to heaven, came down from heaven to earth, is that the recruiters arrived in old heaven and said, well, we want you to go to earth. You've got a very important mission, and only you can fulfill this. And of course we go, oh, we don't want to go back. You know, the last time there, people weren't that very nice. But then they ask you again to return to Earth, and you're still not that excited. And you say, no, you know what, I prefer to send some prayers and guidance instead. Can't I just do that? And then they say, no, you know what, they really need you down there. And what do? You say reluctantly, okay, I'll come back. So with the help of your guides and your recruiters, every part of your life is mapped out ahead of time. Of course, you have free will choices about everything, but the guides are very influential in urging you to balance your karma with certain people. So you agree to have them as your parents and your friends and your partners. And they've been with you in other lifetimes, okay? And it's essential that you clear any unforgiveness and fear or anger that you might be harboring and that you had in those relationships. So it's a well thought out thing. It's not something that's taken lightly, okay? Anyway, so off you come. now you're on planet Earth as a baby. And now you're used to that unconditional love that you had in heaven. And now on Earth, it's almost like you have to seek for it. You feel like for most of your life, that feeling of you're seeking it. So you might meet somebody and think, this is it. I believe that each new person is the source of love you desperately seek. And you think, again, the next person, this is it. And then we do have those kind of expectations, you know. So we spend a lifetime basically looking for that sense of approval, safety, peace, and love. But then we only find it temporarily in relationships and food and alcohol or drugs. And it's fleeting. It doesn't seem to last. And I think that the world is sped up so fast at the moment that nothing seems to last. You know, everything is just one big rush. I don't think that the depth that we used to have in a lot of relationships and partnerships is just not there. I think everybody's on the same hamster wheel, basically. Anyway, the thing is that we can't we can never entirely replicate the heavens' high vibrations in our earthly world. And they will come closer to it at certain times. And we'll have pockets of moments when it does happen. But it's, again, a little bit unrealistic to think that we'll have it all the time. But we strive for it anyhow, okay? So the best thing that we can do is keep that doorway to heaven open in our hearts. And that's where we carry that longing for something that we don't know what it is. It sounds terrible, doesn't it?
It does.
But it's not about being dissolute. What word am I looking for? Desolate. Yeah. It's not about that. You know, the thing is, we can harness that love and we can hold it in our hearts. And we'll have those moments when we feel such wonderful love and we don't even know why. And in those moments, I think that is what we are striving for. And if we can harness it and bring it up when we feel that we really need it, it will help us through a lot of times. So the only form of giving that leads to spiritual growth and true peace is when you give because you're guided to. Doing so because you feel guilty or sorry for somebody or you feel obligated, those are all coming from a place of fear. Mm. That also acting from your lower self. And it's not a true gift. So, you know, a gift of time, money, help, advice, support, love, whatever it is, can be tainted because you feel that you are obliged to do that, you know. So you're living in that guilt or the fear that holds you back. And now working as earth angels here on earth, we're yet to give, help, and heal not only your own lives, but others. But if we're giving because you hope that you'll be appreciated and loved for all that you do, then you'll suffer that disappointment. And if you're giving in order to keep somebody from being angry with you, you'll always feel anxious and nervous. And if you're giving because you feel that the person will help you in return, you'll always feel guilty that your true intentions are impure. So we have at times, I'm sure we all have been in situations where we feel, oh, just to keep the peace, I'll just do this. And then regretted it later, you know, and just didn't want to go down that path again. Okay, so what we encourage to do is give because we truly are happy to do so. And in that moment, that's when we'll also experience heavenly bliss. And it's a good rule to live by. So if you can remember this, is never do anything unless you want to. Either don't do the action or go and meditate and pray until you can shift your mindset to one of happiness towards it. So this is all leading up to basically how to be assertive. It's giving you some pointers on how to keep those boundaries. And if you don't have any and you feel like you need to set some in place, is do it and be gentle with yourself when you do it. You know, sometimes when it first starts, it's a little bit difficult and you don't know how to express yourself even. All right. What about some music before I start this next section?
Yeah, well, I think well deserved. Simon and Garfunkel is asking if they can do Preach Over Troubled Water. Very appropriate, I assume. So let's listen to Simon and Garfunkel, and then after the music, we'll be back with more ways of accepting who and what we are with the guidance of the angels. Wow, people, I'm sorry to do that to you, but we will have to just wrap the music up because Di's got quite a few things to say. And you know, an yes. hour is very short when you're having fun. So please, Di,
come on. Thanks, X Factor. Okay, so getting back to how to be assertive, And you know, we are all so peace-loving and gentle that we may have tried to avoid conflict at all costs. We may just go along with somebody's bad idea rather than stand up to him or her and to risk an argument. This might just actually feel like we've got more control over our lives, okay? But the truth is that we're actually leading two separate lives, one on the surface with our behavior and the other one beneath the surface with our true feelings and opinions. So we really put life on hold. Sometimes we even numb ourselves so much in order to cooperate with others that we're completely disconnected from our own opinions. You know, that can happen especially in a corporate environment where there's a lot of competition and a lot of people, and sometimes we don't know how to deal with them. So, while some people might behave like this, other earth angels are conflict phobic because they're shy and they don't want to draw attention to themselves, so they remain invisible. But the trouble is with these coping styles is that you don't let people know how you feel. They'll incorrectly assume that everything's okay. Mm. So, which is obviously a norm. So people don't really know how you really think or feel unless you tell them. Assertiveness means that you're clear, honest, and direct with others. When you hint, that also just doesn't work. So this is a guarantee, again, that you'll probably feel ignored and misunderstood. You may feel sorry that if you're truthful, people will leave you. You'll feel a worry that people will leave you if you're truthful. Okay. But the truth is that you'll be the one to leave if you don't muster up the courage to be honest. If you don't tell the other person how you really feel, the relationship will be unbalanced and unhealthy, and you won't want to stay. It's just a normal thing. It's in a word, life is life. As an earth angel, you also possess certain superpowers. This is a really good thing for us to know, okay? And sometimes we can slip in, out of places because we've got that visibility superpower. Oh. Okay, so, but what happens is when we've got that superpower, then we also be ignored. We've got the tendency to be ignored by waiters and waitresses and even loved ones. So it can also have that work to our detriment. Now, how do you know what your superpower is? Here's a few examples I'm going to share with you. There's healing, manifesting, breaking, or fixing electronics. I'm sure we've all had the breaking ones more prominently than the fixing. Animal communication, miraculous gardening abilities, weather magic, knowing instantly when someone is being honest, and foreseeing the future. But of course, there's also other superpowers. You might just want to observe yourself and just notice what comes easily and magic to you, and that'll be your superpower. Okay, so now being a superhero and having a superpower, we also need the day off. Because we are extraordinarily strong emotionally and physically, we're used to helping others or being the helpers in relationships. And we're normally the ones that come to everybody else's rescue. And then our superpowers can confuse us, because we may say yes to every request for help without first meditating on how that new duty will impact our already full schedule. So this is where your superpowers can come in and really confuse you, because you are actually a yes person. Say yes to almost everything. And this is where the boundaries actually don't work. Okay. So even when you have broad shoulders and a big heart, your assertiveness training involves learning to say no, especially to unreasonable demands upon your time. And of course, time is our greatest resource in putting our life purpose into action. Right, so everybody gets used to us saying yes, and what do we do then? We can't say no, and then we end up burning ourselves out. Oh. Now, how to stand up for ourselves? When confronted with any form of danger, every living creature obviously defends itself. It's a built-in physical attribute that we've had, okay? It's okay to acknowledge to yourself that you have a defense mechanism. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make you any less or more spiritual or less angelic in any way. Even the most peaceful angels have to sometimes go to battle. We know how Archangel Michael works in the spiritual realms. Okay? When someone says or does something that stirs a reaction in you, it's very important to acknowledge your thoughts and your feelings to yourself. You're going to have those sounds on your body that are going to tell you. You're not happy with something. You're going to have your tummy muscles that tighten, or you perspire, or you're flush with anger, you even become embarrassed. Now, how do we go about dealing with those kind of things when we don't want to do something or somebody's putting us on the spot? If possible, we walk away from a situation, just excuse yourself for a little bit and you go to the cloakroom, and it'll give you a moment to help yourself calm down to a more physiological reaction. You know, it's just calm down, take a step back. Otherwise, you tend to act impulsively and then you'll say things that you might later regret. And then when you're alone, obviously have a little bit of an honest conversation with yourself. Notice how you're feeling physically. Is your heart racing? Is your breathing shallow? Are your thoughts explosive? Any of those reactions can show that the other person has triggered anxiety within you. And that anxiety response is called fight or flight. It's an instinctive response to danger. So now when you're in that situation, it's a good time to either then ask for guidance, support, and peace. You can ask the angels instantly for that. You want to be honest with yourself and others, but you don't want to blow situations out of proportion. And very often, you know, and when you feel cornered, that's when those explosive reactions happen. You're put on the spot and you feel like you have to react straight away. And then all the wrong things come out. You just give yourself time and just walk away from the situation just to calm yourself down. You might be absolutely boiling inside and just want to punch somebody, but it's always not the best solution to a situation, and that's where you have to learn how to cope in that situation with those feelings that you've got. So the best thing you can do is just excuse yourself for a little bit. Now, whenever we avoid conflict by keeping our feelings to ourselves, we do ourselves and others a disservice. It's also a form of dishonesty and manipulation, actually. We're trying to control the other person's reactions by controlling what we tell them. And you think about it, and you put yourself in a situation where you've done that, and you realize exactly what you did and how you almost like putting the other person on hold, maybe. You could be ignoring them. Well, I'm going to talk to them anymore. They will just see how I feel. So it's a form of manipulation as well, which doesn't really go down well because it doesn't solve anything. It just actually keeps those conflicting situations on hold, and nothing actually gets solved. So what means is that you're being controlling. If somebody asks you if you're upset and you say that you aren't when you really are, I mean, that's, I think all women are capable of doing that. How are you? I'm fine. You don't look fine. I'm fine. I think we've all done that. So, you know, it's not actually good if we do behave like that. We also then sometimes cover up our hurt because we don't want the other person to see exactly how they affected us. So the thing is, now, you don't want to go to the other extreme and then you become a bulldozer either. You know, and hit them in the eyes with the blunt truth, because it's still a conflict situation. Nothing's being resolved. So there has to be an in-between situation where we need to handle this healthily and honestly. Once you've collected your thoughts and your feelings, you can go to the person and use a magical phrase like, "I'd like to clear some things up with you." It's also to use non-threatening phrases, you know, that keeps communication open because the other person doesn't feel accused. And you can start by taking a deep breath and then silently praying for strength and a clear mind. It's, again, I always ask the angels, please speak through me so that whatever comes out my mouth is the right thing to say. And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you might actually feel like you're being strangled. Your throat might get, you feel like you've got a collar around your throat, or your throat might become scratchy and not even develop the signs of a cold. But it's because you're holding things back in and you haven't dealt with the situation. And your body, of course, is the first place that will give you that sign that you haven't dealt with something. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the first time that we deal with situations like that, of course, we're going to feel intimidated or afraid. But then again, as we practice our new behavior, it becomes easier and easier, and it becomes more natural. So we could go to the other person, we could look them in the eye and say to them, and you're talking from your heart, okay, and you're not going to apologize. You'd say, I really care about our relationship, so I need to share my feelings in order that for us to clear them. So the other person may feel a little bit threatened, but you know what, or they might become defensive or even argumentative. But don't allow that to throw you, unless the other person becomes obviously verbally or physically abusive. And of course, you don't want to negotiate with an abusive person, especially if they've had alcohol or intoxicated in any way. Just rather leave immediately. You don't want actually to go down that route. So we're talking in reasonable layers over here. We're not pretending that you're going to confront somebody that you know is intoxicated, and now this is your chance to say something, because it's just adding fuel to the fire there, okay?
Yeah, and obviously what happens, Di, sorry that I interrupt, but it came so quick to my mind, is that even if you say things like that to an intoxicated person, that person won't even remember you saying these things. And you will sit with this afterwards, this... ouch, I should have rather kept quiet instead of just cool off and then just continue with, with whatever. And like you say, then go back to your assertiveness, broken record. It's not sitting well with me, and I'd rather not do it. Before anything further, Di, do you think that we can... follow up next week on this, because I feel there's so much more to be said.
Yes, I have a lot to talk about. So I want to actually extend this over a few shows, because there are different aspects to this lot, and I think that we can all take something that we all learn from this. And not everybody is in the same position where they've got this assertiveness problem. You know, they deal with it in their own manner, and they have their boundaries, and they're quite comfortable with saying no. And that's great. And, you know, even if somebody gives feedback and they say, you know, this helped me in a previous situation, and this is what happened to me in another situation, and that's also so acceptable and always so, so nice to hear. Because we are all in situations daily, whether it's with friends or family and in the workplace, where we are continually taking in or taking on situations where we feel, gee, you know, that was really uncalled for. Now, how do I deal with this? Yeah. In my own situation, I feel like I think work thinks that I have 36 hours in my day, you know, and I get lumped with stuff, and I'm going, you know what, I could work overtime every day and just not get everything finished. And I've got to learn to actually close off, come home, have that hour free before I take on my clients in the evening. And boundaries like that are continually coming against me, where I have to put those boundaries into place every day. And I'm sure other people have different things, you know, whether they've got children and families and they've got a multitude of tasks to perform. And yet everybody wants a little piece of them. And how do they cope? You know, it's about boundaries, basically, and how do you put those boundaries into place so that it works for everybody and everybody feels comfortable with it? Yeah. So... I just want to end off maybe this evening by saying, you know, that in some situations people will be open to hearing you, and during your discussion it's vital that you own your feelings. You don't actually hide away, that you don't use blaming and shaming. And even if you do blame them, ultimately saying that you do will shut down all further communication. So it's best not to use the blaming and shaming phrases, but phrases rather that you use are I feel, I felt, or to me, you know. So that way you're not prodding and poking at people, and then they aren't also defending themselves. You actually just want to keep your cool, you know, and if you want to start crying in there, because you really are, you're feeling this, it's heartfelt, it's okay. But of course, sometimes anger comes up, and that's where you've got to deal with that. You don't want to allow the anger or to act on that emotion, because that just fuels the fire, you know. So it is a sensitive subject. So, and you know what, there's never perfect answers for everything, but it goes again about how you deal with each situation, and every situation is different for everybody. So people's characters are different. You might be the shy person that doesn't like to get into conflict and just says yes. But eventually, you know what, it all builds up inside, and then when it does come out, it's like a flood. So, okay. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know, where are we with time now?
Well, time is really caught up on Skype, but I just want, before you we close off, just give the people your contact details, because Di still does readings. She'll do readings for you in private and those type of things. So just give us your contact details, Di, where people can get hold of you, please.
Sure. I work in Johannesburg in the Sandton area in Paulshof. I'm available from 6 p.m. in the evenings. I consult. I do readings, healing, past life regression. I have a website, angels-haven.co.za, and my cell phone number is 082-699-0031. But all the contact details are on our website, angels-haven.co.za, and you can reach me from there. It also lists all the modalities that I do, and a lot of information about angels, which is my primary focus. So if anybody'd like to consult, you're more than willing or able to get all the information off my website.
Oh, thank you so much, Di. And just before we close off, I got quite a bit of feedback from the listeners out there via Skype. We have a Skype facility. It's AltView. AltViewGQ. So please join us and give us your feedback. Thank you for Wolfie that has tuned in this evening, and he's really very happy to hear us, and he's complimented us on our sound quality and the way our programs go. So thank you for that. It always means a lot when people that knows the ins and outs give us some positive feedback. Wolfie, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to joining you in your lounge again and again, as often as you can. Just another thing, people, don't forget, next week we will have Gilliam on Monday with the Master Key, Meester Sleutel. Anthea will be back on Tuesday with the I Am Presence. Then on Wednesday, we will also have Geraldine once again with Channeling Consciously. And then on the second Thursday, we will have Kevin once again with Oorfolk, What Now? People, please do yourself a favor and don't look at the names of the programs. Join us and listen to the contents of the program. Listen to the message that comes out. Because we're not here to convert you. We're not here to convince you. We are here to share experiences so that everybody can go through this process equipped and with tools to make it easier for you. because the main thing is you still have free choice. And we want to give you a biggest choice ever so that you can make up your mind for yourself. We don't want you to follow us. We're not gurus. We are not superior. We are here to try and assist people on this path that doesn't have the personality to stand up and say, tell me more about angels. Tell me more about this. This is the platform where you can ask any question and you can remain anonymous. It doesn't matter. We don't care. If the question is out, the answer will come, and whoever needs that answer will get it. So, Di, from the listeners, myself, X Factor, and all the wonderful people out there, thank you very much for spending this evening with us, and we really appreciate it that you are willing.
You're most welcome. It's always great to be around and to also to share so much. Thank you.
And before I forget, people, I just want to thank our tech support. I might sound a little bit broad-shouldered and big-chested tonight, but I just want to thank my husband, Vic, for all the time and effort that he puts in. And that is put in so far to get AV Radio on the quality that we are now. Thank you, my dear husband. You are more than any woman can ask for. We love you so much. And I'm sincere and deeply honest if I say this. If it wasn't for his support, I don't think I would have stuck it out with AV Radio. Thank you, everybody. And now I think time is out. We're going to listen to our prayer. And once again, it's not my prayer. It's your prayer. And AV Radio is not my radio station. It's your radio station. We are just the facilitators. So make use of it. Drop us a note. We can hear what goes on in your minds and in your hearts. Have a blessed evening and looking forward to seeing you next week. Same place, same time. Love you lots.
Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side, and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners, and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners, and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners, I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.